You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to continue our Set Apart to Serve conversation. We head to Concordia University Chicago, learn about some of the church work programs at Concordia University Chicago today, and meet some of the faculty and staff there as well who are connected with the church work programs. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Kirk Clayton. He's Assistant Professor of Theology and Director of the Pre-Seminary Program at Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Clayton, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
It's wonderful to be with you again.
Looking forward to learning more about your involvement in church work programs at Concordia University Chicago. Also alongside Dr. Clayton is the Reverend Simeon Raddatz. He's the University Chaplain for Concordia University Chicago. Pastor Raddatz, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back on. I know you've been on before to talk about Set Apart to Serve and be a part of the conversation as well. So glad we had the opportunity to chat with you again. Let's learn a little bit about what each of you do and your roles at Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Clayton, tell us about what you love about what you get to do at Concordia University Chicago each day.
Of course, my primary job at Concordia Chicago is as the Assistant Professor of Theology, and usually each semester I teach one course specifically geared towards our church work students, and then I have three sections of a course called Intro to Christianity, which is required for all students, regardless of their program, regardless of their major, where we simply get to walk through the basics of the Christian faith. And our demographics here at Concordia Chicago, we have a wonderful group of church work students, but most of our students are not involved in church work, and many of them are not Lutheran. We have a strong contingent of Roman Catholics, we have other Protestants, and we have some that are not really familiar with the Christian faith at all. And while I love my church work students and I love teaching those courses, it's also really exciting to work with our non-church work students who have a nominal connection to the Christian faith and just get to share the gospel with them. Today, our topic was the law of God, which of course can't just function as the law. We also had the opportunity to bring in the gospel and get to share that while we don't live up to God's expectations in the law, God sent his son Jesus Christ to take our place under the law. And God is a just God. He does punish sin, but he puts that punishment on Christ on the cross and gives us Christ's forgiveness and his righteousness instead. I get to work with students that this is kind of a new message for, and it's a really exciting opportunity to share the gospel with people that hadn't really experienced it before.
Chaplain, what about you? What do you get to do and what do you love about it?
Yeah, so I serve as university chaplain, which includes the dean of the chapel, so organizing, planning, conducting campus worship every day of the week, Monday through Friday, including also Wednesday evening. We have a divine service and overseeing any other campus worship, so any special services, as well as any kind of student-led prayer opportunities. So I do that. I also take care of the spiritual care of students, which I would say is one of the highlights of my work here, meeting with students one-on-one. Often they come in with, off-the-wall questions or just things that you wouldn't necessarily think or they might not think have much connection, that God's word doesn't speak into this or that. So it's just a fun opportunity to see how God's word applies to the various situations and struggles of our students here at Concordia. So that's a great joy. And then also I am the staff advisor for our campus ministry, which is called Spiritual Life.
Chaplain, how do you see your expertise in spiritual care, specifically in your role at Concordia? How do you see that important in forming future church workers?
Sure. So I actually don't teach in the classroom. So I don't have a direct role in that formation in that way. But I do get to lead, I think, by example. So obviously campus worship is an opportunity for that. But also spiritual care, how to apply the word of God, law and gospel, to specific situations. As many of the students I see are church work students, so they get to experience that. And then also just being able to show that a pastor is someone who, he preaches, he leads worship, but he is someone who cares for the sheep. He is a sales worker, a caretaker of souls. So just being able to model that, I think, is very beneficial for our students to see and to witness.
Dr. Clayton, tell us a little bit more about the areas of theology that you enjoy studying and researching and also teaching as well. You mentioned the intro to Christianity. Are there other areas of theology that you would say are really your area of expertise?
Well, my great love is apologetics, the defense of the Christian faith, why it is that we have confidence that, for example, the scripture is the true and inspired word of God. How do we know that Jesus did, in fact, die on the cross and rise from the dead? These are things that really fascinate me. I don't get to teach many specific courses in apologetics yet at Concordia Chicago, but in my Intro to Christianity class, I have the opportunity to work this into the curriculum almost every day. One of our first lessons in class was about the Word of God. And so we asked, how are we confident that what we have today as the Bible is in fact what was written by Moses or David in the Psalms or the prophet Isaiah or Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? And there are wonderful answers to those questions. So that really excites me. I also get to teach our church work classes. And so this spring, I have a course called Encountering Religions in America. And we went back and looked at the kind of the founding of the 13 colonies and what the Puritanic religions looked like at those points, and then how that shaped where much of Protestantism is today. But there's been a tremendous falling away from the faith. And there's a desire for something that's richer, something that's rooted in our ancient history as a church. And how do we tap into that? So that's a really exciting course that we're exploring with our church work students this spring. And also, I forgot to mention before, of course, one of the great joys I have is I'm the director of the pre-sem program. So I get to work with our pre-seminary students. And we have about 25 to 30 young men in our pre-seminary program. And my background is, this is only my second year at Concordia Chicago as a theology professor. Before that, I spent about 25 years in parish ministry. And so, yes, I have some academic credentials that you asked about just a few minutes ago. Yes, I have a passion for apologetics. But I also have a great love for the time that I spent with the people of God in the parish. And so, as Pastor Raddatz mentioned, sometimes he can lead our students by the example of how he fills out his role as the campus pastor. So I can draw on the experiences I've had for 25 years in parish ministry and have the opportunity that as our pre-sem guys have a question or a thought or an idea, I can say, well, you know, here's a theological answer, but also here's how this is going to play out in the parish. And here's how this might be helpful. Here's where you need to be cautious and realize that while theologically you may have the right answers, the way that you approach this and the way that you talk to your people about this and the way that you share your life with your people in the parish, that also is going to influence how they hear the message that you have. And so I have this great joy of trying to mold and shape our pre-sem students, not just to be really outstanding, faithful theologians, but to be heartfelt caretakers of the souls under their care in their parish.
Concordia University Chicago has multiple church work programs, and pre-seminary certainly is one of those fine programs. Lutheran teacher, director of parish music, director of Christian education, deaconess, like the list goes on. Mm-hmm. I know I'm missing one somewhere.
Classical Lutheran educator.
Thank you. I knew there was at least one more. Dr. Clayton, how do you get to be involved in the formation of some of these other church work students as well as the pre-seminary students?
Well, I mentioned that I teach a course on Intro to Christianity for the general ed students, but every fall I also teach a course called Martin Luther's Large and Small Catechism, which is required for all church work students. And so I see every one of the church work students in that initial class and form that first relationship with them. And that has been, even though it's been a larger class, it's been extremely discussion oriented. And the students in those classes have had tremendous questions and tremendous answers to the questions that I have had for them. And it's been a real joy getting to know them and shaping them in their upcoming vocations as church workers through that course. And then since I tend to see them in their first semester, I get to know them right off the bat. And then I get to continue those relationships with them. I see them in chapel every day. I see them if I'm joining a student in the dining hall for some reason or other. I chat with them in the hallways. And we have these tremendous opportunities to build on those relationships, not just with the pre-sem students. I see them, you know, multiple times a week, usually sit with them every day in chapel. We have with our PreSEM guys, we have a PreSEM fellowship meal every Wednesday night where we have supper together. We have a speaker come in. Then we go together to the divine service. So I see my PreSEM guys a lot. But the Lutheran teacher education students, the deaconess students, the classical Lutheran educator students, the director of parish music students, I keep in touch with all of them as well because I've gotten to know them through this initial course on Luther's Large and Small Catechism. And then you know, we bump to each other in the hallways and chat, how are you doing? And sometimes into deeper theological discussions with that as well. So I have the opportunity to get to know the students initially and then follow through on those relationships for the next 4 years if they're here.
We have more to talk about with the church work programs at Concordia University Chicago in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared to serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Kirk Clayton and the Reverend Simeon Raddatz from Concordia University Chicago about the church work programs available at Concordia Chicago and what life looks like as a student, what students get to do and experience, how they're formed into future church workers at Concordia Chicago. Chaplain Raddatz, how does the spiritual life on campus, how does that play a role in the formation of church work students?
Sure. So the spiritual life organization is made up of an executive team of four students, four or five, depending on the year. And then we have multiple organizations underneath that. So some examples of those would be the Concordia Youth Ministry, which takes some of our students after they've prepared Bible studies and games and other fun activities. They go out to local parishes or sometimes not so local parishes. They travel a bit to host youth nights and lock-ins. So that's Concordia Youth Ministry. We also have men's and women's ministries on campus that gather for Bible studies. We have devotions in the dormitories, and there are just many other things going on. Student-led prayer offices, so student-led campus worship. So it'd be like evening prayer, vespers, that sort of thing. So all of these are opportunities for our students to practice some of the things that they learn in the classroom, right? So if you're involved in CYM, you have an opportunity to prepare a Bible study for a youth group, which is work that many of our church workers will end up doing, even if a pre-seminary student thinks that he won't be leading a youth group because a DCE will. He might be at a church where he's the only guy, right? And so these are great skills for them to work on while here. Of course, leading one of the prayer offices for our pre-seminary students especially is a great opportunity, to learn to conduct worship well. And also our director of parish music students are able to play then for those services. So they're able to play in a smaller setting among their peers, but to get that practice in front of other students. So I think just a lot of leadership opportunities are opened up through the student-led campus ministries, spiritual life. And so encouraging church work students to be involved in that way is another part of their formation, you know, applying what they learn in the classroom and in chapel attendance, applying that in these leadership positions.
And if I could add to that as well, as the director of the pre-sem program, we really want to get specifically our pre-sem guys involved in leading worship in chapel. And so we have chapel every day at 11 o'clock. And usually Mondays we have morning prayer. Tuesday we have a preaching office. Wednesday matins. Thursday and Friday usually a preaching office again. And we will, as often as we can, involve our pre-sem students in vesting appropriately for the service and leading the reading. Also, if we have a festival that we're celebrating, if we're celebrating, for example, the martyrdom of St. Valentine. We may have a feast day, and that would involve multiple students as crucifer, as two acolytes, as we have a procession, and then working with the readings. And so we try to get our students hands-on experience for the pre-sem guys of being in front of their peers and in appropriate ways that don't in any way violate our confessional principles of what a called and ordained minister does. We have our young men in very appropriate ways leading worship to the point that they're comfortable being in front of a congregation. And so I think that's also an immense part of their formation. And Pastor Raddatz also mentioned that on Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, we have student-led worship opportunities on campus. And we pray Compline, we pray Vespers, we pray evening prayer. And oftentimes we'll have 50 students coming to those services that are entirely student-led. They're beautifully organized. We rearrange the pews in the chapel so they face in towards each other instead of facing the front. We have lit by candlelight, and the students have the opportunity to have that quiet time of prayer and reflection at the end of the day, which again is entirely student-led to give them the opportunity to be formed as leaders in the church in that way.
Chaplain, is there anything you would add to the conversation about how students can expect to be formed at Concordia University Chicago and fed as well? I mean, you've given us some great examples of how they are fed spiritually. Other opportunities that make up that student experience, especially for church work students at Concordia University Chicago?
Sure. Yeah, I can add one more in particular that I left out. This year, every Tuesday, there's an opportunity for individual confession and absolution. So this is something that I think I first experienced as a student at Concordia Chicago. I'm an alum, 2013 grad. So that was the first time I experienced individual confession absolution. And I think some students are just not familiar with that wonderful gift that we've received from the Lord. So just having it every Tuesday, that doesn't mean that that's the only time I ever offer it, right? If students can't make that time, they can certainly schedule with me. But it just puts it out front, and it's an opportunity for me to expound this gift that God has given us and encourage its use. And that's also an important way for that pastoral relationship to be formed with these students, to the point that, you know, they feel comfortable coming in then to talk through some of these issues, some of the things that they're struggling with, and to apply God's word to those things.
Dr. Clayton, what else can students expect academically? I know you've talked through some of the theological programs. What else makes a formation at Concordia Chicago a special experience for students who choose to attend there?
The way I like to describe it when I'm talking to pre-sem students that are considering Concordia Chicago, partially addressing your question, is yes, there's an academic component to the church work formation programs at Concordia Chicago, but there's also much that takes place out of the classroom that I'll talk about as well. So in the classroom, every church work student will begin with a course in Martin Luther's Large and Small Catechism. And then we have a series of courses that they'll take a course in church history. They will take a course in the Old Testament content. They'll take a course in New Testament content. And then the Large and Small Catechism, of course, are included in the Book of Concord. And we have four courses that cover the entire content of the Book of Concord. And of those four, students need to choose a minimum of three. There's one that might not fit into their schedule, but they will have a minimum of three-fourths of the Book of Concord that they will have covered in doctrine classes at Concordia Chicago. For our pre-sem guys, and there are some deaconesses and some others that are just interested, we have a phenomenal theological languages program where usually in their second year they begin studying Greek, the grammar and vocabulary. In the third year, they will add readings in Greek and continue that in the fourth year. In their third year, they'll begin studying the grammar and vocabulary of Hebrew and then continue with readings in Hebrew in their fourth year. So that's another academic option. So that's some of the academic options that we have at Concordia Chicago. But I think what happens outside the classroom is just as important, or maybe even more important, for the formation of church work students as what happens inside the classroom. And so as I mentioned, for our pre-sem guys, Every Wednesday night, we have this fellowship meal where we eat together. I bring in a speaker, usually a parish pastor, to talk about issues of what's going on in the parish so the guys have some awareness that being a pastor is more than just knowing your theology. It's about how you relate with different issues in the parish. And then this year, I've started asking the pre-sem guys, what else would you like to do? And so one of the guys said, you know, we spend a lot of time together in formal settings, but we'd like to simply get to know each other, informal setting, maybe have a game night. And so a week or so ago, we opened our home and had the pre-sem guys over, and we spent the evening eating together and playing euchre. So that's a good Lutheran pastime, and we hope to repeat that, which I think is also a great way to model that a church worker doesn't just show up to the office or the proverbial line, the pastor works one day a week on Sunday morning on just an hour for that, but that a church worker is living life with the members of their congregation as well. And being able to have the pre-sem guys over and share a meal and have a game night is, you know, a great learning experience of how we share life together with our people. Another one of our students asked, could we have a book club? And so this semester, we're working through C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters. And we're reading various chapters that I assign. And then we get together about every other Wednesday night and have some time to discuss the chapters that we've read. And we're working through that. Another guy in our pre-sem program beautifully asked, could we simply have some time to read through Scripture together? Which is an amazing request. And so now on Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings at 9:30, we gather in the narthex of the chapel, and we have been reading through the book of Job. And so these are not just academic ways that our students are formed, but these are things outside the classroom where our students are simply kind of absorbed into the atmosphere of what it is to be in church work.
And I will say, knowing how to play euchre will probably come in handy if a pastor is placed somewhere in the Midwest. Chaplain Raddatz, how have you, what would you say to parents, or what have you said to parents who might be a little anxious about sending their kids away to school, a school near a big city, perhaps? What kinds of things would you say to parents to help alleviate some of their concerns about preparing to become church workers?
Yeah. Well, first, I would say I can relate. I understand. My children are not at that age yet, but I do have four children. Our youngest, our twins, they just turned 4 yesterday, and our oldest is 7. I cannot even imagine them leaving the house and going off to, you know, Chicago or wherever. But I think I would also say that the community here, it is a very caring community. We have a wonderful faculty, wonderful staff who are interested and invested in the students. Our Dean of Students, Kathy Gebhardt, she's fantastic. I serve with her and a number of other university staff on something called the CARE team. So these are people who gather once a week to just talk through any students who are struggling through any sort of thing. It's an opportunity to pray for them, to connect them to resources through the university. And so, again, just that's one thing I would say, just the care of the staff and faculty. I would also say that the neighborhood that we are in, although Chicago is at the end of our name, it's not what you think. We're in River Forest, very, very beautiful, I would say quiet neighborhood. Easy access to public transportation, but we're nestled back. Let's just say I can't afford to live around the university because of how nice the houses are. So that's the kind of neighborhood that we are in. It's a safe area, and yeah. So I think Chicago sometimes scares people off, but it shouldn't. River Forest, doesn't that sound so nice and peaceful?
It is.
Dr. Clayton, what have you seen parents or congregations or even Lutheran schools doing that helps prepare children for church work studies at Concordia University Chicago and eventually leading to full-time church work?
I'd say one of the most important things is when our students come with, frankly, the financial support of their congregation, that college and seminary beyond that are extremely expensive undertakings. And we want any of our young men that feel called to be able to have this opportunity. And so if a congregation can establish a sort of a scholarship fund for professional church workers to, even if they can sponsor $500 to $1,000 a year, that would tremendously help, because Concordia Chicago now has a policy that no church work student will be charged more than $5,000 in tuition for their entire time each year at Concordia Chicago. We have a $5,000 professional church work guarantee. However, there are other expenses. And so if a congregation even could, you know, cover $1,000 of their students' cost, that's now covering 20% of their entire remaining tuition bill, which would be tremendously helpful. Also, we can't stress enough how important it is that the young men and young women in our parishes from elementary school on are encouraged to church work vocations, that almost every young man that you'll talk to in the ministry, you ask him, why did you go to the ministry? And they'll probably say, well, in second grade, I had a Sunday school teacher that pulled me aside and said, have you thought about the ministry? You really seem to have this aptitude towards theology and the ability to work with people. I think you'd make a great pastor. And that suggestion sticks in a young man's mind for the next 10 years. And then they show up here in the pre-sem program. So I would say, encourage your young men and women in the congregation. It's never too early and it's never too late, but encourage them that they have the gifts and skills that God calls into the church work vocations, and then support them not only emotionally and verbally, but support them financially too.
How can we learn more about the church work programs at Concordia University Chicago, Dr. Clayton?
I would go to our website for Concordia University and just search for any answer user there. It's a massive website. It has every answer you could possibly know if you can find it.
CUChicago.edu. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Kirk Clayton, Assistant Professor of Theology and Director of Pre-Seminary Program at Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Clayton, thanks for joining us today.
It's a joy to be with you. Thanks for having us.
And the Reverend Simeon Raddatz, University Chaplain at Concordia University Chicago. Chaplain Raddatz, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you, Andy and Sarah. God bless you both.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.